They could think that it was a droid malfunction, Obi-Wan said. At least for a while. Well, that reminds me. What exactly are we on to? Siri asked. If all of those cargo holds are full of battle droids, we're in trouble. What I don't understand is how they're going to get the droids to Albendo. It seems like they're using the skiffs for cargo. I don't know, but there's no doubt in my mind that the Avani are planning an invasion, Obi-Wan said. That much is clear. But we have a worse problem. Siri nodded, her clear blue eyes suddenly clouded. We might have to let them. They found Rygall and Sawara with Curie. Rygall and Sawara were studying some results on Curie's datapad. Everyone looked grave. Bad news? Siri asked.
No, it's actually good news, Curie said. It's just puzzling news. We discovered why Wilk is immune to the toxin. He was never exposed at all.
What do you mean? Obi-Wan asked. He sneaked back into the isolation sector.
Exactly. And he didn't get infected, Curie said. When none of the immunity tests checked out, I went back and checked the research. We ran more tests. The toxin has a short half-life. The poison is already benign. It doesn't threaten the clear sector at all.
Are you absolutely certain of this? Siri asked. For her answer, Curie slowly removed her mask. Then she stepped out of her bio-isolation suit.
I am willing to test it, she said. I suggest you keep your suits on, for now. If I'm wrong, you should be here to run things.
Obi-Wan admired Curie's courage.
If you're right, this is good news, Obi-Wan said.
We suspect that Avon is attempting a takeover of your planet. Wait a second, Siri said. They must know the toxin has dispersed.
That's the key to their takeover. They get everyone off-planet, and then they move in.
But the Avani were wearing bio-ISO suits, Obi-Wan said. Siri shrugged. Just in case someone came by, like we did. Maybe that accounts for the missing research records, Sawara said. Could someone have got past your security system, Curie? Curie didn't say anything for a moment.
Curie, we don't have time for your hesitations, Sawara prodded bluntly. No, our security is first-rate, Curie said, hesitantly.
So it would have to be an inside job, Obi-Wan said. Curie bit her lip.
I want to say no, but there is something I haven't told you about Dol Heap. I've had direct dealings with him. Somehow, he found out we were working to develop a new weapon with that toxin. The Avani wanted exclusive rights to it. They were willing to pay a fortune. I was opposed. I have told you of my feelings about the Avani, not to mention that we weren't even close to completion of our research. But Galen wanted to do the deal. He pointed out that we sell to anyone in the galaxy who will pay the price. Why stop now? He had a point. He did not like that I had come to believe we needed to do business in a different way. We had terrible arguments. In the end, we agreed that our relationship, as brother and sister, was more important than business. So Galen agreed to my point of view. He had no choice, really. He wouldn't be able to run the lab. He's strictly a research scientist. Dol Heap was furious at our refusal to deal with his planet. When the toxin was released, I just assumed it was an accident.
And now, Sawara prodded when Curie fell silent.
And now I'm wondering why Galen didn't know that the toxin has a short half-life, Curie burst out. He was the one who developed it. How could Galen have made this mistake? How could he not have known?
I think you know the answer to that, Obi-Wan said. He does know. Chapter 15. When Ferris and Dara arrived at the communications center, they were shocked at the news that the communications were being jammed from space. Dara grabbed the end of her sandy Padawan braid and chewed on it nervously.
Do you think it's the Avani?
Anakin and Ferris nodded at the same time. It sure looks that way, Ferris said. He glanced at the communication console, then at Anakin and True.
Good work, you two. I never could have figured out that system.
It's a perfect plan, True said. evacuate everyone off-planet, they all go willingly, then move in.
Dara realized she was chewing on her braid and made a disgusted face. She flung it behind her shoulder.
Talk about an easy takeover. The question is, do we still move the Radnorans onto the Evani transports? Anakin asked. We need to tell Galen this news. Maybe there's a way to delay the process until we can get more information. Not so fast, Dara said. Ferris and I discovered something. The factory that made those prototype droids belongs to Galen and his sister Curie. Isn't it too much of a coincidence that there were security lapses at both factories? Ferris asked. He swung one powerful leg over a chair and sat astride it. Thoughtfully, True leaned back in his chair. He wrapped both his rubbery legs around each other several times, then crossed his ankles. So Galen could be involved in the release of the droids, he said. Or even the original industrial accident. Or Curie, Dara said. Or both, or neither. It could be an employee of theirs, or an ex-employee. In other words, it could be anyone on this planet. And we have to find them in less than an hour. Not too much of a problem for a first mission.
She reached for a braid again. Ferris leaned over and slipped his hand into True's pocket. He tossed Dara a piece of Figda candy.
No stress, Dara. We have threads, but no patterns, Anakin said. Our masters could be in danger. They don't know about Curie's connection to the prototype droids. She could be dangerous. We have to go over to the isolation sector and warn them.
Hold on, Ferris said, his dark eyebrows lowered. First of all, we were ordered to remain here, no matter what. We've been taught to heed our masters. It's an important part of the Jedi Order.
But things have changed, Anakin argued.
And second, there are no bio-isosuits for us, Ferris added. Anakin lifted his chin.
I'm not afraid. If my master is in danger, I'll go. You can stay here and be safe.
For the first time, Anakin saw Ferris flush with anger.
This isn't a bravery contest, Anakin. Think like a Jedi. Don't give me orders, Anakin shot back hotly. Our first duty is to the citizens of Radnor, Ferris snapped.
Dara stepped in between them.
Okay, Ferrocrete heads, let's calm down. We're supposed to work together, remember? Time is running out for the citizens of this planet. Let's focus on that.
It's him! Anakin and Ferris exclaimed together. Dara's lips quirked.
At last you agree on something. Anakin is right. Our masters could be in danger, True said.
Anakin started to speak, but True held up a hand.
Ferris is also right. We must think like Jedi. And that means we must trust our masters. We can't assume that they haven't discovered the same information that we have. We must proceed with the mission. If we have to cross over to the isolation sector, we will. But not yet.
What do you suggest? Dara asked.
If the Radnorans remain on the planet, they will die, True said. Therefore, we must allow the Evani to transport them off-planet. But we must foil the invasion somehow.
Four Padawans are going to foil an invasion from an entire planet? Dara asked. She glanced at Ferris.
If you say no stress, I'll bite you.
Okay. Some stress, Ferris said with a worried smile. They could see outside the windows of the communications center that the population of the Clear Sector was beginning to report to the evacuation points. So far, things were going smoothly. But as time ran out, that could change.
Our first step is to follow through and make sure the evacuation takes place peacefully, Ferris said. We have to monitor the two checkpoints. Galen gave us the locations. Let's go.
Anakin trailed after the others. Once again, the Padawan split into teams to cover the two evacuation points. He headed for his designated spot with True. So far, the lines were proceeding with little incident. Names were being checked off on data pads. The skiffs from the ferry ship had not yet arrived. There was little he and True could do. Anakin still wasn't happy with their decision.
We have to find out what's really going on, Anakin said restlessly to True. Our masters could be in danger.
It doesn't seem in character for them to just give up, True said.
Our masters?
The raiders, True mused.
Think of all the goods in that warehouse. They went to a lot of trouble to steal it. Remember the Menaikans?
No thief likes to leave their plunder behind.
Why are you worrying about the raiders? Anakin asked. They're the least of our problems.
Maybe they're part of our problem, Only we don't know it, True said. They have access to the evacuation files. They've been able to breach security and steal some major battle droids. We know they're connected to the evacuation effort somehow.
What if...
They're connected to the Evani? Anakin asked. True shrugged.
Maybe. It's worth checking out.
Considering the greed of the raiders and their willingness to take advantage of their devastated fellow citizens, they'd hardly leave the planet without all the things they stole.
You're right, Anakin said excitedly. They might return to that warehouse.
He eyed True. Ferris won't like it.
As you keep pointing out, Ferris is not our leader, True said. So let's go.
Anakin felt a surge of excitement as he and True hurried through the streets to the warehouse.
This was more like it. Jedi didn't sit passively by and wait for events to unfold. They made things happen. True understood that.
The population of Takta was beginning to spill out, carrying bundles of belongings. Most citizens had blasters strapped to their waists. Tensions ran high. Everyone was intent on sticking up for themselves and their own family. No one seemed to be helping anyone else. Each Radnoran was focused on his or her place on the evacuation ship and getting there as quickly as possible. Anakin wasn't sure how long he and True would be willing to wait at the warehouse. They really shouldn't have left their posts at all. The Force was dark on this planet. Violence could erupt at any time. But they were lucky. When they slipped inside the warehouse, they found one of the raiders already there. He was loading a grab sled with stolen goods as quickly as he could. Because of his haste, he stacked the goods clumsily. Some Durasteel bins fell off the back of the grab sled, scattering their contents.